mean it's an individual thing, but there is big differences between the generations genetically because it's ingrained into us. So I'm a bit of a fool when it comes to cash, but I still have the traits that my parents instilled in me because I grew up just after the war and during the war, in the Korean War in that sense. So there was rationing. We were taught to be frugal, but I didn't necessarily do that with cash. But I did with material things, like food. We were taught never to waste anything, and we didn't. My generation, the generation before me, definitely never wasted food. And I think that's the difference now. Your generation is more discerning, more sophisticated. And if you don't like something, you don't eat it. And you don't think about the consequences of the waste. I was telling you about the psyche of my generation, about a jar of Vegemite. So we look at a jar of Vegemite and think there's not much left, but we'll scrape out whatever's left in it and put it onto our toast. And then mum would wash the jar and recycle the jar as well within the home, not recycle it in terms of the bin. Your generation is more inclined to think that it's not worth the effort to scrape out that remaining last little piece of Vegemite because the jar's only worth $3.
When I was growing up, what did you do to try and teach me about money?
We failed, but we set you up when you were at school. We had the little school savers account and used to send you off to school each week with your money to put into the bank account, and I tried to just teach you to look after what you had so it didn't have to be replaced all the time.
It's not necessarily your fault, but I have ended up being ridiculously bad with money, and I have friends that are really good with money that are excellent at saving, but for some reason I cannot save money. And also Generation Y typically has a lot of debt as well. So why do you think that we're so bad with money compared to the generations that have come before us?
Now it's such a consumer environment as well. There's so many more things to spend your money on, whereas when we were growing up, there wasn't necessarily all the things to spend your money like. And it's a real throwaway society as well. So as soon as something breaks, you just throw it rather than fix it. So, and also it's much easier for you to get credit cards as well now. So a lot of Gen Ys have credit cards or those debit cards. So that, I think, is a really big, big thing now. And plus Gen Y, when they want something, they want it now. Therefore, they go out and put stuff on credit cards and that. So whereas, again, when we were growing up, if you wanted something, you worked, you saved for it, and then you got it. So that's a huge difference, I think.
You know, a couple of sessions ago, we spoke about your generation as being the most pampered generation, and I think that's fact. And because of the years of austerity that we went through, and our parents in particular went through, it's every parent's objective to make their child's life easier than their own.
I don't think that I was really pampered as a child. I don't think I was spoiled in any way. Like, I got sent to school with the dodgiest, not the dodgiest lunches, but with not very good lunches, like homemade bread with Vegemite is not being spoiled. I maybe got 50 cents pocket money a week or something. So I don't think
I've... Guess what? That's our frugality as well. But the fact that mum went out of her way to make bread and to do this and to do that and condiments and God knows what else, you might have thought that that was not really flash, but in fact it was doing you a major favour. By the same token too, have you ever wanted for anything in your life?
Yes, where do I start? No, actually that's true. I suppose I've never gone without.
Never been hungry, always had good clothes on your back, decent shoes, never was short of anything.
All right, point made. Okay, so to prove how frugal you are compared to me, or maybe even just, you know, a way that I could get some tips about how you save money around the house, let's go on a bit of a walk through your kitchen and see some of the differences between your kitchen and my kitchen to demonstrate just how frugal you are. So we'll start off in the pantry. Now I'm looking at this bin area, and what's this here, Mum?
Well, we reuse all the plastic shopping bags. Not that they're actually becoming quite a rarity now, so I might be able to start selling them actually. But plastic shopping bags I use to put the rubbish in, rather than go out and buy the green plastic bin liners or whatever colour they are when you buy them these days. So yeah, that's
see. Whereas I buy bin liners.
Yeah, you buy bin liners. Okay. What about the
I save all the egg cartons as well.
What do you use them for?
I give them to my friends who have eggs and then they give me eggs back.
So you can scab some eggs off people. Very
now
nice.
There's all this here. Look, what about all this fruit chutney and homemade jams and what else? There's olives up there and but all the homemade produce. So that's another thing that probably you don't do, which I do.
No.
And the other thing is I save a lot of jars so I can, you know, when I make the jam, pop them in there. And also things like fruit leather when there's a lot of fruit. And if you look in my fruit, do you want to look in the freezer? When fruit, like here, there's apricots. So when the apricots were in season, I bought all the extras when they were cheap and cooked them up and popped them in the freezer.
What about this? This is something that I've always found quite hilarious, is that you keep the paper that comes around blocks of butter and you use that instead of greaseproof paper, where a normal person would buy greaseproof paper that costs about 50 cents for 30 metres. You instead save up.
It's saving money, but it's also saving the environment because it's been reused and it lines the cake tins when I bake the cakes. It's good.
Do you recycle tea bags?
No. I draw the line at recycling tea bags.
You do keep them in a cup and reuse them again.
Not anymore.
You used to do that much.
Yes, used to, yes, but not anymore, no. I've
You're living the high life now.
I'm living the high life now. Fresh tea bags each time. It's a rich man's world.